And the Lord's Prayer, Jesus' Prayer, is his own summary of our approach to the Heavenly Father, by whom and for whom we were made. A strange but accurate question. Why is the Lord's Prayer considered the most perfect prayer we can say? It's the most perfect prayer because it not only expresses all the requests we can justly make of God, it gives us the sequence, the order, which our petitions should be made. As we know, the Lord's Prayer was taught us by Christ in his Sermon on the Mount. In this sermon, Jesus teaches us the new life he brought to the world. In the Lord's Prayer, otherwise known as the Our Father, he shows us how to ask for this new life in prayer. One more pertinent question. How is the Our Father the prayer of the Lord? Called the Lord's Prayer. The Church gives us no less than five reasons why the Lord's Prayer is the center of Christianity. This prayer was taught us by Jesus himself. This prayer was given to us by the living Christ. Personally, this prayer, we sincerely believe, was given to us by our Lord as received from his Heavenly Father. Again, this prayer expressed with our Lord in his human heart, knows. What a statement. What Jesus Christ in his human heart knows are the needs of his human family and call the Lord's Prayer the model of all prayer that can never be said by human beings. We ask ourselves, what does Jesus give us in the Lord's Prayer? Let's make sure we know. He gives us much more than just the words of this prayer. By saying this prayer, we have Christ infused into our hearts his own spirit. We have thus strange statement. We have thus assumed, taken into the mission of the second and third persons of the Holy Trinity. Then we ask, when did the Church begin to use the Lord's Prayer? Already in apostolic times. The Lord's Prayer, the Our Father, was recited three times a day. By all the Christians of the first Christian century. And the Lord's Prayer replaced for Christians the 18 benedictions of Judaism. The first most fundamental distinction between Judaism and Christianity. Now, a short question, but a long answer. How is what we call the Our Father essentially a liturgical prayer? Once again, we quote from St. John Chrysostom. Says Chrysostom, the greatest, by the way, of the Greek doctors of the Universal Church, says Chrysostom, the Lord teaches us to make our prayers in common, pray with others, for our brethren. He did not say, my Father who art in heaven, but our Father, so that our prayer would be as one soul for the whole body of the church. And this, over the years, teaching parts of seminaries, the Our Father, all Protestants recite. In all Catholic liturgical traditions, from the beginning of the Church, the Our Father has been and remains an essential part of the hours of the Divine Office. May I suggest, if you have not become familiar with the Divine Office, I ask you to find a book on the Divine Office, recitation of the Divine Office is a precious treasure of the Catholic Church going to the first years after Christ instituted the Church. Especially prominent in the Catholic Church is this prayer in the three sacraments, what we call the sacraments of initiation. Thus, in baptism and confirmation, the henion, which means trottery, to pass on, hand on, the Lord's Prayer signifies the new birth in the divine life. That is why most common of the patristic commentaries on Our Father expressed by the catechumens and neophytes from the earliest beginnings of Christianity. Again, this is by way of introduction. In the Eucharistic liturgy, the Lord's Prayer appears as the prayer of the whole church and reveals the full meaning and efficacy of this prayer. Placed between the Eucharistic prayer when Christ is brought down on earth and Holy Communion, this prayer sums up all that is essential to the Catholic Church. In the Holy Eucharist, the Lord's Prayer reveals strange language, its eschatological character. We are not made, dear Lord, we're not made for this world. We are made for the world to come. Memorize that. All of us will die. And we'll die in order to reach our true destiny. From the unshakable faith that comes from our hope of reaching heaven, we pray the Our Father, looking forward to reaching the God from whom we came and for whom we exist. At this point, my eyes are not so good. Is it now 4:15?
Yes.
Thank you. Just a brief introduction. And now begin, but just begin, our explanation of the Lord's Prayer. Its seven petitions are founded and inspired by our covert profession of faith in the fatherhood of our God. This, we should add, is in stark contrast with the extreme deference toward God that characterized the Old Testament. Remember, Moses was told by God, "Do not come closer. Take off your sandals." The Lord's Prayer was given to us by Jesus Himself, as expressed by St. Peter Chrysologus. I quote, "When would a weak mortal dare call God his Father, unless the deepest recesses of man dominated or animated by the power from on high?" When we see the Our Father, we are not talking our language. We are speaking the language of Jesus Christ. In other words, we are speaking to God as the one from whom we came and for whom we are made. Our destiny is nothing less than to behold the face of the God from whom we came. Lord Jesus, we beg you, teach us with a depth of understanding the meaning of the Lord's Prayer, on which everything in our faith depends. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
copies of this talk are available from the Institute on Religious Life, P.O. Box 41007, Chicago, Illinois 60641, or call area code 773-267-1195.